Is your heart troubled today? It's difficult to not feel the heaviness of all the hurt and pain in the world. Wars, rumors of wars, struggle, sickness, pain, and death are pretty much part of the headlines every single day. In the midst of it all, wherever you find yourself as you watch this today, I want to encourage you with the words of Jesus, John 4:1-4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be going home. These are some of my favorite red letter words in my Bible because I know this is not the end. My Jesus is preparing a place for me, and I know the way because I know him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is actively getting ready to come again. I love thinking how he is preparing a place for me. How many times have you prepared something and were so excited to have the ones you prepared it for experience it? One Valentine's Day, my entire family was in every other part of the house. It was a school night, and while they knew I was preparing dinner, they didn't know I was secretly preparing something a bit more than a simple spaghetti dinner. I got out the fancy china and stemware. I dipped strawberries in chocolate and covered them in pink heart sprinkles. I cut out red paper hearts for us to write out something we love about each other. I lit candles, put flowers on the table, blew up some red balloons, and dimmed the lights. I was so excited to bring them into the dining room to reveal all I had prepared for them because I love them so much. It made the night special. It was a sweet celebration. I know many of you love details, and you are so beautifully gifted to prepare your home for the holidays or prepare a 5-course meal or some fancy dessert. My husband adores preparing smoked meat for our family and friends. My sister loves to restore and renovate old homes. She thinks through so many details of every inch of space, preparing it for the world to see and for families to enjoy. How much more is Jesus preparing a place for those who believe? In the same way you wouldn't prepare for a wedding, buy a dress, order the cake, flowers, send invitations, and then not have it, Jesus says, if I prepare, get ready because I'm coming back to take you there. Preparation is underway. Heavenly construction, like we can never imagine, is taking place. In my Father's house are many mansions where every nation, tribe, and tongue will stand before the Lord. Revelation 7:9 tells us. It will be a city filled with peace, joy, and worship. Revelation 7:15 tells us God will wipe away every tear. And I just can't imagine this one because I cry happy tears. So I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I know it's going to be great. While we do have scripture that gives us some description of heaven, like streets of gold and gates of pearl, on this side of heaven, our minds can't comprehend what it will be like. But one day, I know I'll be there. I'll join that great cloud of witnesses, friends, and family, and will be with Jesus. I know it because he said it, and because he said it, he will do it. He is faithful to every promise he makes. That's the truth. Are you ready? People, get ready. If you don't know Jesus, grab a Bible and read the book of John. Start there. Get to know Jesus. Give him your life and find it for the first time ever in him. He's preparing a place, and because he is, we have hope. So let not your heart be troubled. I'm Lori Klein.